Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Dave explained everything. I know we weren't able to do it live at the Slipper tonight, but a lot of that has to do with certainly some dynamics happening weather-wise. But kind of tell everybody who's not there exactly kind of how things are going to be happening at the Slipper over the next couple of days.
Well, Mike and Dave, we have to play like we live. Dave, we got to make Dave feel at home.
I thought the grand of the stage bar. Anyway, so, you know, pretty much all the casinos are open. Everybody cut back to a skeleton crew. And that's, you know, so that employees don't get stranded when it starts to sleet, you know, in the middle of the night tonight. But casino is open. The buffets closed. The big restaurants are closed. Our palm courts open. So, it actually, you know, being President's Day today, Martin Luther King Day, I'm sorry, it was right in there. But I'm back home now to Dave Cave, you know, looking at all my memorabilia on the walls and had some great football. Had some great, yeah, I got all that. Boxing stuff from the early 90 casino days.
Well, right? You know, Dave, Dave, I have a question for you because you follow football and you observe it. Mike, all of y'all can chime in on this one. As much as I love Joe Burrow, and look at the season Joe Burrow had this year, it was unbelievable they didn't make the postseason and how Joe Burrow's matured. I look at Jayden Daniels. What Jayden Daniels has done as a rookie, it is freaking unbelievable how poised he is. And listen, nothing against Joe Burrow, because it's like A and 1A or 1A and all. It's all, they all like unbelievable. But Jayden Daniels, he's too cool for school. I mean, you talk about smooth as silk. I mean, Jayden Daniels, to me, now, are you looking at a rookie year? Pat Mahomes was very good. He was outstanding. I look at Joe Montana. Look at the history of the quarterbacks, Mike. You know that. Has anybody been as slick or looks like he's in control as a rookie as Jayden Daniels has?
No, not in my lifetime that I can remember. I remember Ben Roethlisberger had a great rookie season. But, man, you watch C.J. Stroud a year ago. Nobody's done it like what Jayden Daniels has. And I will say that I think when Roethlisberger went to Pittsburgh, he had a better supporting cast around him than Jayden Daniels did. I've never seen a guy to be able to take over a team that he was the second overall pick in the draft, and he's made such a difference. And knowing him a little bit from his LSU days, just his work ethic, his attention to detail, he makes it look easy because he works so damn hard. People don't realize it's just not a natural skill. He works his butt off each and every day. And Coach Kelly told me this. He said, Mike, I had to run him out of the film room because he was here before we were here. And I'm talking about I'm talking about the coaches. That goes to show the dedication that Jayden Daniels has in his craft. You don't see that a lot.
Well,
in a first-year guy.
And, Mike, you look at it, and Dave and Charlie and everybody, you look at the supporting cast. I mean, you know, I look where, you know, the supporting cast, where you ranked. I mean, is that thing to write home about when you look at Washington's defense, where they're ranked? You know, they're in like the 20s. Look at scoring defense. Look at everything where they're at. That's why, to me, he is truly special. I think we are watching greatness. He will not have, to me, a sophomore slump like C.J. Stroud did. Now, C.J. Stroud, I think he played formidable and look in the postseason. There was a sophomore slump in the regular season. Listen, C.J. Stroud was outstanding as a rookie, but he wasn't no Jayden Daniels. That's the difference. Jayden Daniels is historical when you look at all rookie quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
I agree with you, and yeah, so just watch him. And, you know, he is so humble of a guy, too, because he does know and does realize he's got the fortunes of the Commanders on his back. Okay, Dan Quinn's done a great job. They've added some nice pieces on defense. This is all on the back of Jaden Daniels. You can cut it a lot of different ways.
Yep.
That one you can't get around. He is the man there.
Yeah, there was some chat I heard over the weekend about just Brian Kelly really didn't know what he had, even though he was the one that got Jaden Daniels, but really didn't know what he had, and that, you know, that's one of the reasons they're talking about. Now, here's Notre Dame going to the national championship tonight, but Brian Kelly never got there.
Well, the thing is, Denbrock knew what they had.
Denbrock did.
Yeah, yeah. If you look at now, and he left LSU, and he goes to Notre Dame. If you look at Notre Dame's offense, Mike, I don't think Denbrock got enough credit because they talk about Notre Dame's defense. But they rank sixth in the country in scoring at 37 points per game. Now, they lack the dynamic passing attack, to say the least, but you have to look at the quarterback. You got to give Denbrock credit how he fit the scheme around their quarterback, Riley Leonard, and then a tough running game. I'm not saying they could beat Ohio State, but Denbrock, I think that was a big loss when he left LSU and went to Notre Dame. I mean, that right there, to me, tells me a lot. What he knew with Jaden Daniels, and then what he's done now with Riley Leonard, obviously, is like a poor man of Josh Allen. A big guy, aggressive, like, you know, the Bills quarterback.
Bob, all I can tell you is I bet Jaden Daniels would love to play and have the Irish defense along the other side.
Oh, it would be national champ.
Yeah, you'd have a real shot at it. But, man, to think you got two first-round pick receivers. And to show you how good it is, those two guys played like seasoned veterans too. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, it was like these guys have played in the NFL, and yet Brian, for the most part, he was sort of a one-hit wonder.
Right.
You didn't hear a lot about Brian up until last year, and then you saw his growth as a player. Now, Malik's done that for some time. But Brian was the revelation as a player at that wide receiver spot. He's not playing on a great Jacksonville team. They lost, but he was a winner.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a team sport, but he was a winner, right.
Hey, tell everybody kind of what's happening. I know you got giveaways all month long at the Silver Slipper, and, man, before you know it, you got Valentine's Day, everything's happening, but tell everybody a little bit about some of the giveaways that's happening at the Silver Slipper.
This Saturday night coming up is our first briefcase bankroll. We're giving away $25,000 in cash, six people up on stage, and they each open up a briefcase, and the biggest one is $10,000 in cash, the lowest one is $1,000 in cash, but it's going to be a total of $25,000 in cash, and of course we get live entertainment back, and this weekend during our giveaway, it's the King of Fat City, Harvey, Jesus, and Fire playing on the stage.
What?
We have our iPad giveaways. Yeah, Harvey, Jesus. Yep. From the Bounty.
Still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, giveaway.
Still rolling.
Yeah, still rocking and rolling. we're giving away iPads every night from Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. You still get a chance to get those Silver Slipper fleece jacket when you earn 4,000 points. That's a lot of points, but you had the entire month to earn it. And just looking forward to a great weekend and looking forward to another weekend of great football, man. And I think it's going to be – I'm hoping it's going to be a Super Bowl with Washington versus Kansas City.
Yeah, that would be intriguing, Washington versus – you know what?
Against the guy that's done it all. That would really be a great storyline.
Well, but then, yep. I don't know, I think it's wide open. I think, you know, don't bet against Washington because it's not a series, it's just one game. But when you look at Philadelphia and then you look at Buffalo, where they're at, all I know is with the Eagles right now, they have won, and really they have not been that impressive overall when you look at their two playoff wins. But they have a complete team. That's why... to me, that I don't know. I think it's a monumental upset if Washington can go to Philly and win that game.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Bob. The other thing, too, is every time I watch the Eagles play in Jalen Carter, I think of Pete Jenkins. Pete was there with Georgia and working with Kirby Smart when they had, you know, those two big guys in the middle. But he told me what Jalen Carter, Mike, when he figures out that he wants to play more than two or three downs out of 10, you better watch out because he's going to be lethal. Look what happened yesterday with everything on the line. Who made the defensive play?
Amen.
Jalen Carter.
Amen. Mike, when you look at Jalen Carter, I'm telling you, this is along the lines of like Aaron Donald. You look at throughout his career. But then with Chris Jones have done with the Chiefs to impact the outcome of the game. Jalen Carter, okay, it's third down. All of a sudden, he sacked Stafford. And then on fourth down, look what he did. All of a sudden, he forces an incomplete pass on fourth down to end the threat, and it's over. So, no, why don't we have nobody like that with the Saints? I mean,
you ain't thinking high enough to get Jalen Carter yet.
But you know what I'm saying, Mike? That, you don't think like, you always think like a quarterback or a skilled player or whatever. All I know is I look like the likes of Aaron Donald. I remember when he broke, when he whipped that Andrew Speed and he broke, I think, Drew Brees' thumb. Remember when he hurt him? I look at Aaron Donald. Then look at Chris Jones, how he helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. And the pass rush, how influenced. Well, Jalen Carter did that. So that's why Jalen Carter might have something to do maybe. Now, could Jane Daniels juke him maybe and be able to get away? Because Stafford wasn't doing no juking compared to what Jane Daniels could do.
Yeah, the only thing I remember, SEC championship game, Jalen Carter picks him up and, man, everybody's screaming on the Georgia bench, don't dump him on his head. Man, because he actually picked him up like his feet were moving, but he was way off the ground. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
All right, Dave.
Who that?
All right, Dave.
Thank you.